Well, the role of FHA, as it has been since 1934, is to be there where no one else is there, to help stabilize the market, to make mortgage credit available to all Americans. And we've done so during the Great Depression, and we continue to do so today. FHA is primarily an insurance company. We insure the mortgages. We do not make loans. We insure mortgages made by FHA-approved lenders. And doing our risk management, if we find that they've not done a very good job at making loans, we will have them to indemnify us against any potential loss in the future on those loans.
So do you find that considering the current climate, FHA is just by proxy having to take on more risk, and that's why you need to put these extra precautions into place?
No, I think there's always risk inherent in your program, but it's prudent of us to make certain that we continue to move forward and fine-tune our risk management tools. We have many, many risk management tools. For example, FHA tracks each and every one of its loans from cradle to grave. That's from the point of endorsement to a final disposition of the loan, be it either it's paid off 30 years later, or a refinance out of the pool, or it's been foreclosed on. No one else in the industry tracks their loans from conception to the end.
And are you going to need more staff to handle the surge in loan activity, and are you hoping maybe Congress will step up for money?
Well, as you may know, for the past few years, we've been asking Congress for basically, assistance in primarily three areas, and that is in personnel, IT, and contracting dollars. We now have their attention of Congress and are moving forward in a very collaborative way. We have had the ability to hire some additional staff, and that's helping us a great deal. We're moving forward with some plans for planning to help us in the planning for our eventual IT improvements that we need to have done, and hopefully we will have the additional contracting dollars that we need to help us in the front end and the back end of our business. That is, from helping us to track the endorsement of the loans as well as to monitor the performance of the lenders who participate in our program.
And will those IT improvements enable you to sort of track where there are potential problems, where there is potential fraud? One of the, of course, big concerns right now is that there were a lot of lenders who were making loans that at least in hindsight, we're all looking back and saying, how did that person get that loan?
Yeah, and that's so true, but that's primarily a problem that you had in the conventional market, not so much in FHA, because FHA always required that you have to be that you had to credit qualify for our loans. You had to have documentation. We had to verify your employment and the fact that you are who you say you are. So, to the extent we don't see those types of so-called subprime type activities coming into FHA, because we don't do those kinds of practices, to the extent where there's been some concern that the individuals who worked in that arena may be coming to FHA, and that may be so. But we do have the ability to track their performance. As I said, we track our loans from cradle to grave. Let me give you an example. A broker in the conventional market may be able to put together a lot of bad deals if they're so inclined and send it to several different sponsors. They can do that here with FHA also. Mm-hmm. The difference is we can track the performance of every deal that broker gave to us. And if he has excessive default and claim rates relative, we have processes to remove him from our participating with us.
Now, does that information get made public in some form or format?
Yes. Every quarter, 6 months, we publish in the Federal Register any action that we have taken with respect to our Credit Watch Termination Initiative or actions taken by the Mortgagee Review Board. They're published in the Federal Register.
We're just about out of time, but I wanted to ask you one last question. You talked about hopefully getting money for additional IT systems. How soon? What's the sort of timetable for those?
Well, what we're working on this fiscal year is to put together a plan for how we would spend monies that we expect to receive in 2010. And you need to have a plan for for looking at our 35 legacy systems that we have. How does one take these 20-year-plus-old systems, and how do you transform them into a new direction? You know, do we don't need 35 new systems. We may need one or two systems, but we have to have a mapping plan, and that's what we're working on, is a plan for expending monies that we might get.